With the afternoon news headlines for KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran. The City of Aurora will this evening hold a virtual community meeting with the finalists for the city's police chief. The event takes place this evening at 7 p.m. The killing of Elijah McLean is expected to be addressed by the finalists. McLean, a 23-year-old black man, died in August 2019 after being stopped by police for no criminal reason. A caller to 911 had reported that a man was waving his arms, dancing to music while wearing a ski mask. McLean, a massage therapist who was unarmed and on his way home from a convenience store, was put into a chokehold by police, given ketamine, and then suffered two heart attacks on the way to the hospital. He was pronounced brain dead 6 days later. No body camera footage was available from the officers involved. Adams County District Attorney Dave Young later determined that all three officers did not commit any criminal acts and no charges were filed. Elijah McLean's death has seen renewed interest in the recent protests over the killing of George Floyd. Almost 1.9 million people have signed a change.org petition calling for a new investigation into his death. The city recently posted a message on its website that says the city manager is working with members of the Aurora City Council and the mayor to initiate a new independent external investigation of the actions of our police, firefighters and paramedics in the Elijah McLean case. The four finalists for the Aurora Police Chief who will be participating in tonight's meeting are Marcus Dudley Jr., a commander with the Aurora Police, Alexander Jones, a colonel and bureau chief with the Baltimore County Police Department, Avery Moore, assistant police chief with the Dallas Police Department, and Vanessa Wilson, who is currently the interim chief of police for Aurora. The city says the city manager will make a final recommendation in July. City Council would then have to vote to confirm the city manager's recommendation. Aurora has conducted a nationwide search for its next chief of police. Nick Metz retired in December. The community meeting will be live streamed starting at 7 p.m. this evening at auroratv.org. Protesters descended on Monday's Denver City Council meeting, demanding changes to its police department. The Denverite reports that scores of protesters took over Denver City Council chambers chanting "Defund DPD" just before the City Council's weekly meeting was set to begin at 5:30 p.m. on Monday. For 2.5 hours, City Council members listened to the speakers who demanded changes to the city's police force. Some of the comments included calls for taxpayer money to be redirected away from law enforcement and toward behavioural health services. Others called for the police department to be disbanded altogether. The Denverite reports that protesters repeatedly named Black and Latinx people who have been killed by law enforcement in Denver, including Michael Marshall, William DeBose, Marvin Booker, Jessica Hernandez, Paul Childs and Ryan Ronquillo. The Boulder County District Attorney will hold a virtual town hall meeting next week on police accountability. According to a statement from the DA's office, recent events have had a profound impact on the criminal justice system. COVID-19 has caused issues for community health and safety, as well as a significant backlog of cases and trials. Additionally, the statement continues, there have been deeply felt expressions of the anguish and outrage throughout the nation since the murder of George Floyd. The statement says that we must now find a path forward. The town hall, called The Path Forward for the Criminal Justice System, will be held virtually at 11:30 a.m. on June 30th. You can find more of our local news coverage online at news.kgnu.org, and you can subscribe to a podcast of the Morning Magazine featuring local headlines, stories and interviews.